Peace talks between the Colombian government and the country's main guerrilla army start today in Havana, Cuba, as James Blears reports.
The conflict, which is Latin America's oldest, has been dragging on since 1964. It's killed hundreds of thousands and displaced many more. The Colombian government, which is this time round adamant it'll negotiate from a position of strength, has refused repeated requests from the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC, to agree to a ceasefire. It's demanding the FARC lays down its weapons, rejects violence, and stops funding itself with the proceeds of drug trafficking. The FARC leadership, which adheres to Marxist principles, but not as hardline as its original leadership, wants guarantees for its fighters and is demanding its jailed comrades be freed. How its members would readapt into civil society and transform into a political party, which other guerrilla groups have achieved, has yet to be made clear. The start of this practical round of talks following a formal announcement in Oslo, Norway, was put back several days for so-called technical aspects to be ironed out. The chances for a breakthrough and success are not known. The alternative is continued political stalemate, more killing and upheaval in a nation which is 5 decades weary of the violence. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.